From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another study from the Word of God with each and every one of you, wherever you may be. And truly, I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. What a joy and what a blessing it is just to sit down and to teach the Word of God and to know that there are people like you who have a great interest in hearing the Word of God. And I remind you that that's what the Living Truth broadcast is all about. It was back in 1989 that this program first went on the air. It's been on the air 5 days a week ever since. And the basic reason for this program is to teach the Word of God. I've said many times over again that this program does not have a lot of bells and whistles and thrills, but rather it has the Word of God. And if you are interested in studying the Word of God, learning the Word of God, then I want to encourage you to be with us every day at this same time as we study the Word of God together. And today I want us to look at 1 Thessalonians and just bring forth some interesting facts, I think, that is important for each and every one of us to keep in mind. You know, as Christians, we are looking forward to the rapture, and we believe that the rapture could happen at any moment. Well, the book of 1 Thessalonians is a book that has been given to us so that we might learn how to live in light of the rapture. As a matter of fact, keep in mind that every book of the Bible has a theme that runs through it. There's a purpose, there's a reason why every book of the Bible has been written. And the theme of 1 Thessalonians is simply Christian living in light of the rapture. And when you study through 1 Thessalonians, you will find that each chapter deals with some specific challenge in light of the rapture, and each chapter ends with a specific teaching about the rapture. And so if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you have the desire to walk with the Lord and to grow in the Lord and to serve the Lord and to be ready for the rapture, I would encourage you to spend some time in the study of 1 Thessalonians. And keep in mind, and I just mentioned this, but I do want to reiterate the fact that we believe in the fact that the rapture is imminent, which means that it could occur at any moment. And therefore, it's important that each and every one of us must live in light of the fact that the rapture could occur at any moment. And that means two things. Number one, it means that it's important to be saved. You see, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, when the rapture happens, you will go to be with the Lord in the air. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18 describes that. And praise the Lord for that. That's why as Christians, we're looking forward to the rapture when we will be caught up to meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the air and then go on up into heaven to live with him forevermore. But if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, when the rapture happens, you will remain here on earth. You will go into what the Bible refers to as the Great Tribulation Period, which is a time of trouble on the earth such as the world has never experienced. And chances are, if you go into the Great Tribulation Period, you won't trust Christ as your Savior. In fact, the Bible teaches us that many people in the Tribulation Period will believe a lie. And even though they might hear the gospel, they won't accept the gospel, and thus they will be on their way to the eternal wrath of God in the lake of fire. And so it's important in being ready for the rapture that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And in light of the fact that the rapture could happen even before this broadcast is over, I want to encourage you right now, right there where you are, just to take a look at your life. If you could not find a time when you've trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I would encourage you to call upon His name and be saved right now. The Bible says in Romans 10:13, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And I believe that because that's what the Word of God teaches. And so to prepare for the rapture, it's important to know that you know the Lord. But secondly, to prepare for the rapture, it's important that we as Christians are living for the Lord. And 1 Thessalonians is one of the books in the Bible, if not the main book in the Bible, that teaches us how to live in light of the rapture. Now, let me just talk about the rapture for a moment. And I want to say that the English word rapture comes from the Latin word raptio, which means to seize or to snatch in the actual removal from one place to another. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 17, we find that this is described from the biblical perspective, where it says, and I want to read verse 16 and 17, the 1 Thessalonians 4, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." That's very clear. We shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And that phrase, caught up, is the phrase that describes the rapture. It means to snatch or to take away. And so what we see is that the concept of the rapture means the carrying away of believers from earth to heaven in the first stage of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the rapture has a particular purpose. The purpose of the rapture is for Christ to remove the true church, that is, those who are truly born again. The purpose of the rapture is for Christ to remove the true church from the wrath of God that will be upon the earth during the Great Tribulation period. And that's going to be a tremendously wrathful period of time when God's judgment is going to be poured out upon the earth in such a way that the earth has never experienced before. We see a description of that back in the Old Testament book of Jeremiah, chapter 30 and verse 7. And you might want to mark that in your Bible. Jeremiah, chapter 30 and verse 7, where we find these particular words. It says, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." Now, keep in mind that the main reason for the wrath during the Great Tribulation period is to prepare Israel to be ready for the literal coming of Jesus Christ to the earth after the Great Tribulation period. But it's going to become a time of tremendous wrath beyond the ability that anybody has ever experienced or can even attempt to explain effectively. We see the same concept is brought out for us in Matthew chapter 24. And in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 21, it says this, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." And so you see, the tribulation is a time of great wrath. And it's the rapture that will take us out of this world when Jesus Christ comes again, so that we as believers will not have to go through that great tribulation period. In fact, we see that Paul speaks of that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, where he says this in verses 9 and 10. He says, "For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come." You see, the fact of the matter is, through faith in Jesus Christ, we have been delivered, and we are being delivered, and we will be delivered from the wrath to come of the great tribulation, and ultimately, the eternal wrath of God that will be upon those who have rejected Jesus Christ when they will spend eternity in the lake of fire. Over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 9, it says this, "For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ." And so you see, the purpose of the rapture is to remove believers out of this world before the great tribulation sets in, the time of wrath on the earth, such as the earth has never experienced before. And I'm thankful for the fact that as a born-again believer, that I will be captured out of this world, as it were. Jesus Christ will come and take me home to be with him in heaven, along with others who are born-again believers, including you, if you know Christ. And that is going to be a tremendously glorious day, as it is outlined there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And so we see that the purpose of the rapture is to take believers from this dispensation of grace home to be with the Lord before the great tribulation sets in upon the earth. And the book of 1 Thessalonians is a book that teaches us how to be prepared for the rapture. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow when we gather together, I will just share with you some chapter themes in 1 Thessalonians in light of the rapture, as well as some chapter teachings in 1 Thessalonians in light of the rapture. And I trust that you'll be there by the radio, and that this little study will be an encouragement to you to make certain that you are ready for the rapture. Number one, by having trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And then number two, by living for the Lord Jesus so that when the rapture comes, it will be a time of joy and blessing to you. So, the Lord willing, I will be back with you tomorrow at this same time on this same station as we continue to study living in light of the rapture. Until then, I'm Gary Dahl saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.